Welcome into the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 36. Welcome in. Once again, here I'm your host, Chris, producer of the new and the used. And you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. As I said, episode 36. This episode, we're going to be focusing on lo-fi trumpet beats. So a lot of trumpet influence. And yeah, I just can't wait to bust into it here a little bit. Before we get into some of the music here, just want to remind you, you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to find the main homepage for the for the podcast. But just reminding you as well that we're not just a podcast, we're a lo-fi label, and we release music, do the podcast, a little bit of everything. So at anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, you'll find links to all your favorite platforms. Otherwise, if you're on your favorite platform, whether that's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, it doesn't matter what it is, TikTok, just type in Pickles and Beats and you should be able to find us, no problem. So yeah, appreciate you coming in, whether this is your first time or a long time listener. But on this episode here, we're focused on the lo-fi trumpet beats on Monday, 4th of July here. I've done a couple cookout lo-fi episodes and things like that, so I didn't really want to do that for today. But I love the trumpet, and I had a lot of trumpet stuff on the playlist and felt like, you know what, I want to play some of it today. And so we're going to highlight some lo-fi trumpet beats. So let's get into the first one. The first one here is by an artist I've definitely had featured on here a couple times, Gustav, with two Vs, G-U-U-S-T-A-V-V, Gustav. And the track is called Jazzy Winter. So let's check it out, and we'll talk about it on the backside, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 36, Lo-Fi Trumpet Beats. Gustav. Jazzy Winter by Gustav, and right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 36, and these are lo-fi trumpet beats. And so as you can tell, kick that one off right away with a whole lot of trumpet. Cool backbeat, like a lot. I think the bass in a lot of ways took the gold star on that one. I really like the upright bass sample. But overall, really, really cool track. And Gustav really pulled through on that one. I was curious on the sample, though. I got a couple of thoughts of who that could be. I don't like to give away too much sample snitching, I guess. But I like the sample, for sure. The trumpet sample was nice. On this next piece, it's a collaborative one. Ghost Knot, Vienna, and Remy Cormier, or Cormier. And the track is called Nectar. So it's a three-way collaboration here. But, I think my poll question for this episode, again, if you go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, you can find the main website. And there's, you can leave a voicemail, text message. There's poll questions. You can also, if you're listening on Spotify, scroll down and you can find the poll question as well. But I think the poll question I'm going to put up there is, who's your favorite trumpet player? Or who do you think is the most influential trumpet player? Maybe we'll go that route or something like that. But I'm going to give my few favorites. I think I could probably do like a top three or a top five favorite trumpet players. And so I'm kind of curious. Do you got a favorite trumpet player? And if you don't, that's usually the sign to go out and start listening to more trumpet players and get a favorite. Find your sound, the sound that you're interested in as far as musicians go. But yeah, so let's jump into this track. It's called Nectar. It's a collaborative effort, again, by Ghost Knot, Vienna, and Remy Cormier. And right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, highlighting lo-fi trumpet beats, episode 36. Ghost Knot, Vienna, and Remy Cormier. It's a three-way collaborative piece. And you're listening right here to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 36. And now we're listening to, we're focusing on lo-fi trumpet beats. And so far, we've definitely been, lighting it up, without a doubt. These have all been really fire beats. And, I'm realizing there's a lot. Even as a musician beat maker myself, there are a lot of trumpet samples out there and a lot of different artists to choose from, whether it's you know, in no particular order here, I'm definitely not going to do it, but the big highlights for me would be, you know, like obviously a Miles Davis, Donald Byrd, Freddie Hubbard. My all-time favorite, I think, I said I wouldn't make favorites, but probably one of my, you know, I feel like most influential other than a Miles would be, a Roy Hargrove, without a doubt. But there's just so many great musicians out there, and so I'm kind of curious, you know, if you had to make a pick and choose, you know, who would yours be? I'd probably go Roy Hargrove, as much as I love Miles and the many different things you can listen to in regards to Miles Davis, but I'd probably go Roy Hargrove, Freddie Hubbard in close second there, third, but definitely, I'm a big Roy Hargrove fan, but I believe there's a new documentary coming out called Hargrove. I think it's been doing the independent scene, but I want to learn a little bit more about it before I talk about it, but I would love to do a highlight of Roy Hargrove in some point, some way, shape, or form, but anyway, that track was so good. I mean, I think they had obviously some live trumpet on there, somebody just taking free solos and stuff, but overall that trumpet was fantastic. Great job. We're going to jump into the next one. It's called a Doppelganger, and it's a collaborative piece as well by Funk Shui Project and Fox, F-O-X. So right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, again, episode number 36, Lo-Fi Trumpet Beats, and we're going to listen to another beat, Doppelganger. Check it out. Project and Fox, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 36, Lo-Fi Trumpet Beats. And you know, that one's got me and put it on the playlist. Just overall, remember, you know, when I'm picking these beats, I'm kind of just free listening over a lot of different playlists, and then I'll, you know, if I hear something within that first 30 seconds that stands out to me, you know, I throw it on the playlist and then recycle it some way, shape, or form onto a podcast. If I'm listening through what I have and just flipping through real quick. I'm like, oh, I got a bunch of trumpet stuff. Let's do a trumpet episode. Or I have a bunch of this. Let's do this episode. Sometimes it's just a mixed mash of stuff, and I'll put together an episode around that. Mixed beats, you know. But this one, I just had a bunch of trumpet stuff, and I've highlighted some piano. I've highlighted guitar, and I have my highlighted trumpet. So I felt like I would do a trumpet episode, and here we are. So I think that beat right there, you know, originally, even listening back to it now in its full thing or its entirety, you know, that melody really is what brought me in. It kind of reminds me of a track that I wrote way back when, called Undercover. And I was, you know, thinking almost like a black and white, you know, noir based kind of mystery show. Almost like I know Dick Tracy, I don't think, was in black and white, but it reminds me of almost something like that, something kind of that early black and white mystery. Would work great for a soundtrack on that episode, or on that track anyway. But that long padded notes, stretched almost melodies, just overall, really dig the track a lot. So made it on the playlist for sure. Let's go to the next one. It's a track called Oak, and it's by a collaborative piece again here between Soul Food Horns and Cocobona. I believe I've posted or put tracks from each of these artists, or maybe even a collaborative one off of this record. I definitely had a track of theirs on before, and fantastic work. This one isn't just trumpet. I think it's a mixture of horns overall. Maybe there's layers of trumpet. I can't remember. But it was definitely a highlight for me, the horns. Soul Food Horns. They must do a fantastic job. Because it stood out to me a few different times. Enough to put them on the playlist. So anyway, let's listen to it. Oak. And it's Soul Food Horns and a Cocobona. And you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 36, Lo-Fi Trumpet Beats. I'm your host, Chris, producer of The New and the Used. And once again, this is a track called Oak. Check it out. Thank you. awesome job right there by the Soul Food Horns and Cocobona. The track was called Oak, once again, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 36, Lo-Fi Trumpet Beats. Now, that one stuck out to me just because I know there was it was a horn section, but the trumpet solo on that was quality work right there. I really, really enjoyed the trumpet solo quite a bit, so I wanted to make sure I pointed that out and gave it a little bit of a highlight. Give it its due, I guess. But overall, it just sounded like a live band to me. I don't even know if there was much sampled out of there, but the drums probably were programmed, but sounded like solid drumming. The bass was nice and thick and full. Just overall, really solid, great groove. It reminds me a lot of the next artist that I'm going to play here. It's actually a collaborative piece again. A lot of collaborative pieces happening here on this episode. But it's a track between myself, the new and the used, is my producer name. My name is Chris, but producer name is the new and the used. And I did a collaborative piece with Farnell Newton. I've highlighted him on the early podcasts quite a bit, and one of these days we'll wrap him up to do a featured interview in some way, shape, or form. But he's another Pacific Northwest person. He lives up here, not far from me at all. And he's a trumpet player, jazz trumpet, funk soul, a little bit of everything. He kind of chameleon morphs into all kinds of different things. But he's also an amazing lo-fi producer. I believe the label Lo-Fi Jazz Soul is still out there kicking and doing great things. I mean, without a doubt, I owe a whole lot to Farnell. And I, every time I see him, I always, you know, want to thank him and continuously thank him for kind of giving me that extra push as well. I mean, I didn't need much. I was standing at the ledge there, but and I'd already been making a lot of beats and kind of doing things on my own, but just encouraging me to just keep putting it out. Just keep doing your thing. It's cool. Just do it. So I really appreciate that quite a bit. And so this track is called File and Wait. And we put it out, I think, in like December or January. And, you know, it got a little bit of traction, which is great. I love that a lot. And I really enjoy this track. We've done a couple tracks together. This is definitely probably my favorite. There's one or two others that I really liked, but we got some others coming up in the future as well. So far now, if you're out there listening, let's wrap those up. No, I'm just kidding. Let's get those things going and put them out there in the world, because I love making music with you, and honored to know you and put this music out together whenever we get an opportunity, or just listen to all the amazing work you're doing. So, Farnell Newton, please go look him up. Otherwise, check out this track. It's called File and Wait, by myself, the new and the used, and Farnell Newton. Right on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 36, Lo-Fi Trumpet Beats. Myself, producer, the new and the used, and Farnell Newton, trumpetist, trumpet player, multi-instrumentalist, really, does all kinds of amazing work. So I'm going to quit brownieing up there, but just really appreciative and love all the work that he does. But check out Farnell Newton once again on all kinds of different stuff, but not just lo-fi, but jazz and funk and soul and all kinds of things. But once again, this is episode 36 of the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. It's all been lo-fi trumpet beats. I, you know, truly do appreciate you coming in and giving it a listen. Remember, you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to find the main homepage and find links to all your favorite platforms, whether that's Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts. What else we got? Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, TikTok. Anywhere out there, you can look up Pickles and Beats and give likes and shares and follows, as well as any of these artists today or myself that are in the used. But appreciate everybody giving the comments and likes and shares out there, as well as any kind of, you know, ratings that you give on the podcasts is always well appreciated, because it helps get you back into the algorithms and show up in more people's playlists and things like that. So any of that help is appreciated very much. But overall, I hope you all have a great day, evening, afternoon. You know, if this is your first time coming in, thank you very much. I hope you come back again and listen for some more, or listen to past podcasts, as well as, you know, if this is your, you know, you've been here from the very beginning, you've listened to all 36, or you've been here quite a bit, I you know, can't tell you enough how much I appreciate it, and want to continue to build this community, and considering doing a Discord and getting it put together. But as of right now, you can reach out through the website, you can reach out through any of the platforms. I monitor them pretty closely. So thanks again. I hope you all have a great evening, afternoon, weekend. Happy 4th of July. If you're listening on the 4th, be safe, and I'll talk to you soon. Take it easy. Keep it lo-fi. Peace.